Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So how can someone's bank accidentally be given, accidentally give their customers millions of dollars?
Yeah, well, I mean, after all, banks work with people. It is people who run banks, and also it is the computer systems that run banks. So mistakes can and do happen. So maybe because the wrong account number is written, so it goes in there, or maybe one zero is excluded, so it goes into your account. So that is quite possible. To err is human, and also machines also do err occasionally.
Right. So does this happen quite often?
It doesn't happen quite often, but it can happen. That's all. But the bank systems are quite robust, and if such things happen, then they get detected. And the bank will then take appropriate action. So that is the normal way in which things can proceed.
Right. So I'm guessing banks have safeguards then to try and prevent this from happening?
Oh, yes, they do.
What kind of safeguards are they? Or are they just kind of in the software that they all use to manage the whole banking system?
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever software they are using, there is also some duplicate, sort of records that are being kept, and when you do a tally of those records, if there is an error, then that will be picked up at the end of the day, or maybe the next day, or maybe on other checks that happen in the back office of the bank. So it is not that the error will not get picked up. It may get picked up in 24 hours, or it may take 48 to maybe a little longer. But they do get picked up. That's number one. This is the internal systems of the bank. Number two, there are also, external sort of oversight from the auditors and also from APRA into the systems that the banks are using. And also the internal oversight by banks themselves into the systems that they are using. There is internal audit of everything that goes on in a bank. So the chances of such things happening are pretty slim, but that does not mean that they can be completely ruled out.
Yeah, right. So if this money was deposited by someone else for the bank without the account holder's knowledge, I should say, how can the holder be accountable for using deceptive means to obtain the money?
Yeah, well, the thing is that the holder becomes accountable because if you do not own the money, then that is not your money. And if it is not your money, then you must necessarily inform the bank that, well, this credit has come into my account. This is not my money. So you may like to investigate what it is about. It cannot be the case that the bank by mistake put the money in your account, or it could be... there could be criminal elements also involved in this. Criminal elements can obtain your bank account and put the money in your bank account. And if they have an access to your bank account, then they can put the money in your bank account and take out the money from the bank account. You will in that case come into serious trouble. So it is very important that whether it is a mistake or if somebody has intentionally done it with a fraudulent motive, and especially money launderers do it all the time, then it is incumbent on the bank customer you let the bank know that this credit doesn't belong to me. I don't know where it has come from. And likewise, you need to alert the bank. If, on the other hand, if you keep quiet and say, well, the money has been wrongly credited to my bank account, the bank doesn't know. Before the bank comes to know, let me withdraw the money and use the money. So if you do that, then that, because that is not your money, it will be wrong and it will be criminal.
Definitely. Like I can imagine getting hundreds of millions of dollars all of a sudden into your bank account could be quite a frightening and shocking ordeal. It'd be quite irrational for some humans to just go and spend it, because they'd be like, oh, no one's going to find this out. But the bank, as you're saying, will probably find out. With a Royal Commission into banking just announced, could these errors become a thing of the past?
Well, the Banking Commission is looking at broad policy issues and the risk management issues that and especially the misconduct and misbehavior issues on the part of banks. What we are discussing at the moment are more technical and systems issues, and these are taken care of by the bank's internal risk management systems, and as well as by the external oversight by the auditors and also by the APRA. So these are not the kind of issues that will really bother the Banking Commission as such. But of course, I mean, if it comes to the notice of the Banking Commission that there has been a preponderance of these kind of things happening, then of course the Banking Commission will step in and question this. But if it's just a minuscule of things happening, then these are clerical errors, they are machine errors, and they happen all the time in every establishment.
Right. Just out of curiosity, what happens if the money that suddenly gets transferred into your account actually isn't the bank's and it's not yours, and there's just money sitting there, all this money? What do you do then if you have no idea if both parties aren't accountable for that money?
So if the money is sitting in your account, which you know doesn't belong to you, then it is important that you inform the bank.
Always tell
the
bank.
The money doesn't belong to you. Yeah, it's not your money. So you have to report to the bank.
Very straightforward. Thank you so much, Professor, for joining us today.
Yep, thank you.